Okay, I'm going to call to order this regular meeting of the Borough Assembly. We'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance led by Assembly Member Wilma Stokes, followed by an invocation by Father Thomas with the Catholic Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We give you thanks, Lord of heaven and earth, for gathering us together. We ask you to be present among us in our conversation and decision-making. Guide us by your Holy Spirit, that we might build a great community here in the city and borough of Wrangell. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we don't have a community presentation this evening, so we'll move on to item two, roll call, please.
Assembly members Cribbett.
Here.
McConkey.
Here.
McCloskey.
Here.
Simons.
Here.
Stokes.
Present.
Jack.
Here.
And Mayor Maxine.
Here. Item three, amendments to the agenda. Do we have any amendments to the agenda this evening? Okay, seeing none, item four, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest you would like to declare? Hearing none, we move on to item five, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A, 13E, and 13F.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Cribbett?
Yes.
McConkey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxine?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
Nothing in addition to the written report. I apologize for the tardiness of the report this week. And the report will be available online immediately following the meeting.
Does anyone have any questions?
I would just call your attention to, there is a letter in the report by, submitted to the Assembly from Mark Walker, wanting to highlight his support for Linda White as the interim administrator at the Wrangell Medical Center and his pledge to do whatever he can to help us through this process. So. Okay.
Just one comment. I wasn't here last week to comment on your little squared section in the thing, but you're really going to have to work hard to top that one.
What, the Father's Day one?
The Father's Day one. Okay. Yeah, that was really good.
Any other comments or questions?
I just hope our weather cooperates with the concrete folks. Because they are doing their darndest to get it done.
They remain committed to make sure that the front street is paved to the Diamond C intersection and that that concrete will be able to be utilized beginning Wednesday morning. So, on the 4th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will move on to item 9, Borough Clerk's File.
Have some upcoming dates to remember. 4th of July, City Hall will be closed. Also coming up on July 11th, we have the Code Review Committee meeting at 5 o'clock here. On July 12th, we have the Planning and Zoning Public Hearing, a regular meeting starting at 6:30 here in the Assembly Chambers. On July 19th, the Wrangell Convention and Visitor Bureau will meet at 6:30. Here in the council chambers. Also, for the special election of June 19th, the clerk's office wanted to extend a very large thank you to some departments. So the employees of Public Works, the Nolan Center staff, the Wrangell Police Department was a huge help, and all of the election workers. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. The preparations for the special election went very well. As of May 29th, Wrangell has 1,591 registered voters. The voter turnout for the special election of June 19th was 52%, which exceeds last year's elections by about 11%. I also wanted to let everybody know that from past elections, November 15th, 2011, the counted voters was 1,594, and the percentage was 37% voter turnout. And for the October 4th, 2000 election, the registered voters in Wrangell was 1,594, and the voter turnout was 24%. So this was a very good turnout for this election. And until next time. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Two other things. This Friday, we would like to invite the assembly and the public to come on down here to City Hall from 1 to 3. There's going to be cake and coffee and some goodies to celebrate and say goodbye to Christy. And then also on the same day, on Friday, is her retirement party at the Stikine, and everybody is invited to come at 6 o'clock. And please, everybody come, because we love her so much.
Okay, we'll move on to item 10, Mayor and Assembly reports and appointments. We'll begin with reports by the Assembly. And I would actually just like to start by recognizing that this last week was a pretty difficult week in Wrangell. It was stressful for a lot of people, and it was an important election that a lot of folks turned out for, regardless of what side you fell or if you didn't at all fall on a side. I want to make sure that the public and the assembly can reprimand me if I'm speaking out of line, but that the public understands that we are in complete support of the interim administrator at the hospital, Alinda White. She's been put in that position and is doing a tremendous job to, I think, keep the staff together, to keep morale high, to make sure that patient care is being delivered, and it's not an easy job. I know that she has been in communication with the borough manager and Mr. J. Bush, a lot of other folks who have offered support, and we received a call from the CEO of the Ketchikan Hospital, and they have offered as our neighbors to provide any kind of support to the hospital that they can, so that was really encouraging. And I just want to encourage the community to, recognize that this is, if there is ever a time, the time to band together and to make sure that we get the new hospital completed, and that we see a new board seated, and that we carry on and support the hospital carrying on doing the business that the hospital has been doing for so many years. So it's only been a few days, but I do want to recognize the work that Alinda and the staff at the hospital are putting into this transition, and make sure that you know, and Alinda's here this evening, that you have our support, and if you need anything, I'd just like to reiterate that you'll get it, and you just need to let us know. And that's it. Does anyone else have anything they want to add?
I reiterate what you said, and way to go, Alinda. I know you've got a tough job. I went to the MTAB meeting today, and it was, although it wasn't well attended by a lot of public, I did get some input in there as to what they do. For the benefit of those who don't know, MTAB is the advisory board for the Alaska Marine Highway System that regulates how we get ferries into this town. I asked them two questions. One, that they work with, it's not the IFA now, what do they call the northern section?
The rainforest ferry.
Yeah, the rainforest ferry, and in maybe developing some way that they can assist in getting people between Wrangell and and Petersburg, and also that instead of coming here and spending 45 minutes and having everybody just kind of hang around the ships, that they maybe stay, not all ships, but some of the ships stay here for maybe an hour and a half, so that they have a time to venture a little bit further away from the terminal and maybe do some business in town. So, not necessarily the 2 o'clock in the morning sailings, but Pam can take care of them. But, you know, the daytime varies.
They are day now.
Oh, that is daylight now. Oh, okay, all right. That's it.
All right. Anyone else?
No reports.
Okay, we will move on to item B, certificate of service for Mr. Paul Southland, Thomas Bay Power Authority. And Mr. Southland is north fishing, but we do want to recognize his service on the Thomas Bay Power Authority as a commissioner. And we have a certificate of service. The City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska presents the certificate of service to Paul Southland for his service to the Thomas Bay Power Authority Commission from January 2009 to January 2010 and from October 2010 to June 2012. He was the vice president of the commission when the former manager retired, and I believe per their bylaws, the president of the commission, and when that person, Mr. Nelson, retired, the president, per the bylaws, and Rhonda, you can correct me if I'm wrong, they fill in as the general manager, and I believe he's taken on that role for a bit longer and has decided to step down from that commission. And so we'll make sure to get him this certificate, and we'd just like to publicly thank him for his work. It's a lot of hours, a lot of time, you don't get paid for it. But they definitely do a service for the community and keep the lights on and make sure that our Tyee power plant is humming along just fine. So thank you. And we have to fill that position. So item 10C, appointment to the Thomas Bay Power Authority. We do have a vacancy. We have received two letters of interest, one from Mr. Warren Edgley, who's here this evening, and one from Mr. Kippa Valvoda, who is also on the Economic Development Committee, and I would make a recommendation that we appoint Mr. Edgley to the Thomas Bay Power Commission, unless there's any discussion on that.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, I don't think we need a motion. Mm-hmm. We can go ahead and make that appointment. Sorry, Warren. Retirement's over.
Yeah.
But thank you. Okay, item 11, persons to be heard. We have four persons to be heard this evening. The first is Mr. Greg Knight. If you want to state your name and address.
Greg Knight, 120 Graves in Wrangell. Let me step out of my shoes as reporter for the Wrangell Sentinel for just a second and talk as a citizen. I want to thank the Assembly, as well as Borough Manager Tim Rooney's office and the Convention and Visitors Bureau for all the help you guys have given in getting the street dance band to come this year. I elicited donations from a number of private citizens, as well as a lot of you guys on the Assembly. So I want to say thank you, especially to the Office of Tim and to the Convention and Visitors Bureau for helping get them here this year. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And it's safe to assume that will be the front page news.
Actually, it'll be very on.
We can take a picture of you if you want. It'll be a nice change of pace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have next up is Miss Alinda White.
Alinda White, 113 Mount Dewey Lane.
My staff came to me today and asked me to make sure that when I came to the council tonight, that I tell you how wonderful your EMTs and fire department are, and they think they need to be honored and commended, and you need to do everything you can to praise those people, because they are at their beck and call all the time. When they need help, they're there in a minute's notice to help those nurses when they need it, and they want to thank them, and they want you to be aware that they do provide that service, and they work very hard at it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Greg Szilard.
Greg Szilard, 3.5 miles of Movia Highway. I just want to add to what the mayor said. Thank everyone for turning out for the election. It was a pretty good turnout. And I also want to add that that part is behind us now, and we need to work together, and I'm fully committed to working together with the hospital. Looking forward to renewed cooperation between the hospital, AICS, and the city to get the hospital project online. So, thank you.
Thank you. And James Stowe. Name an address for the record, please.
I don't have an address.
Well,
James Stowe, and I live on the Stickeen River right now. There was only two things that I wanted to mention. And one is, I'd like to praise Linda White for her good job up there. As a council representative there, I've worked with her at two different terms, and I think she does a real good job for the hospital up there. And she deserves all our support in these trying times. And the other one I want to give a real special thanks to is Christy. As being a council member and having our trying times in the time that I served, I thought she did a real professional job at all times, and I really appreciated that, and I think she did an outstanding job the whole time I served on the council, the different terms that I've served, and I want to give her a special thanks, and that's a real good job, and that's the two things I had to say, so thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to be heard this evening? Okay. We'll move on to item 12, unfinished business. Proposed ordinance, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the official zoning map of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska by contract zoning. This is the second reading.
I move to approve second reading and adopt.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion?
Just that we did have the public hearing prior to this meeting.
Yep.
And everybody was okay with it.
Yep.
Okay, hearing no other comments, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxand?
Yes. Brings us to item 13A, consideration and appropriate action relating to the process of filling the unexpired terms of the Wrangell Medical Center Hospital Board members.
Your Honor, under items 13A and 13D, I would like these to be deferred, if we could, not tabled, but deferred until after we've had our executive session with our city attorney, city and borough attorney, so I can get a better understanding of what's going on, etc. I expect us to take action on it this evening, and I'm sorry for the public that will have to wait for us through our executive session, but if unless the assembly wants to do something different, I think it would be wise for us to have an opportunity to get some advice prior to making any decisions.
You said 13A
and 13A and 13D.
13D.
D.
Okay.
D. Okay. I'm sorry.
I thought you said B.
I thought you said D too. Wow.
I concur with that. I think we should be as fully informed as possible.
Okay. Do we need a motion to do that?
Okay. I would move that we defer item A until after we've had our executive session.
Andy?
Can we load them together or not?
I don't know if we can or not, so.
Yes.
Okay, then A and D.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxine?
Yes. Item 13B, request for a letter of performance from Borough Assembly for the Borough Clerk, Christy Jameson. And you should have a letter attached to this memo. And, you know, in lieu of a performance evaluation, we discussed having a final performance evaluation, and it didn't seem to make much sense, barring some catastrophe, which did not happen. And so we thought in this would be a good closing, I guess, to her employment file and something that she could use if she goes on to do contract work throughout the state as a borough, as a former borough clerk. And we would just, you know, I suppose I would entertain a motion to...
I'll make a motion that we, as an assembly, will sign and approve a letter of recommendation for our borough clerk, Christy Jameson, and for all of us to sign it in due speed.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll kick off the discussion. We've had a crazy couple of months, and so it's been difficult to focus on, I think, the reality that Christy is leaving, and we've been really blessed to have you here these last couple of months to make sure that we've been on the straight and narrow. And I'm a young pup here. I mean, I've only been on the assembly and serving as the mayor for a total of not even 4 years. But I can tell you, and I'm sure other people will add to it, that you as a borough clerk have made sure that the democratic process has gone off without a hitch, and that every citizen in this community, if they don't know it, should be extremely proud of the service that you've given. And even if you, whatever side you come down on or your frustrations about the government in this town, there's without a doubt everyone should have complete confidence that, you know, you serving as the borough clerk has meant that the process has been fair, it's been open, everybody's had a fair shot, everybody's received the information that they needed, everyone can register to vote, and we, you know, it would be a complete disaster if we did not have someone of your caliber in that position. And so, you know, I have confidence that we have a replacement that is gonna, at some point here soon, fill your shoes. It's gonna be a very difficult job, but I just wanna thank you as somebody who's, for the last year and a half, been at the front of this process, for keeping it going the way it has.
Thank you very much.
And I'll leave it at that. Any other discussion?
You pretty much said it all right there in the next
one. You forgot to thank her for writing the letter.
Oh, and thank you for writing the letter.
A way to spill the beans.
Yes, words stellar and tremendous asset. But we concur.
We know. We know that you don't know how to spell that.
Yeah. Okay. If there's no other discussion, we have a motion on the floor. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members McConaughey.
Yes.
McCloskey.
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxine?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item 13C, approval of a memorandum of agreement for the development of plans, specifications, and estimates package for the roadway construction project of the Weber Street between Wrangell Cooperative Association and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
I would make a motion that we approve the memorandum of agreement submitted by Wrangell Cooperative Association, allowing them to begin the development of plan specifications and construction estimates for the Weber Street Improvement Project.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
This is identical to other memorandums of agreement that we've had between the city and borough and WCA that we've had on other projects in our community. It's actually, the wording is identical to previous ones, just with the exception of never being changed. So we have no problem.
We do have members of the Wrangell Cooperative Association board. We have President Ernie Christian is here tonight, and we do have some staff members, and just want to thank Wrangell Cooperative Association for continuing to collaborate and partner with the city and the borough. There's a lot of great things going on in the community, and a lot of those are due to, or in large part due to, Wrangell Cooperative Association, and it's just a real treat and a real honor to be able to collaborate and to just continue to see great things moving forward. So
particularly on Weber Street, which has been
particularly on Weber
a problem
Street.
For us a lot.
Yes. Any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. Okay, item 13D, a discussion and appropriate action relating to the...
That's
table. Yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Deferred.
Yeah.
Deferred.
And E and F under 13 are part of our consent agenda, and that'll bring us down to item 14, attorney's file. You all have a copy of the attorney's file. Mm-hmm. And item 15 is an executive session to discuss the borough's legal options after the actions of the Wrangell Medical Center Board on June 20th, 2012. We have a motion to move into executive session.
I move pursuant to Alaska Statutes 44.62.310(c)(1) that we recess into executive session to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the public entity, specifically discussion in the borough's legal options after the actions of the Wrangell Medical Center Board on June 20th, 2012.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes. So we will go ahead and recess at 7:28. Okay, we're gonna reconvene at 8:45 from executive session, and we're gonna need a motion from the assembly to bring those two tabled items back to the table. Those are items 13A and D. So
moved.
Second.
Yes, seconded.
Seconded, any discussion? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxson?
Yes.
Oh, I would move to make a resolution about this.
No, go ahead. We got to do the item 13A and that. Start with that.
Okay.
Which of that is you got to do that, Jeremy.
13D?
Okay,
13A.
That's right. Uh-huh. We're used to not doing this. Item 13A, consideration and appropriate action relating to the process of filling the unexpired terms of the Wrangell Medical Center Hospital Board of Directors.
I move that we make a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, directing the borough clerk to schedule a special election on August 21st, 2012, for the purpose of filling the vacancies of 8 board members of the Wrangell Medical Center to be elected.
I'll second that.
It's been seconded. And discussion. There's been a lot of speculation on how we're going to fill these board seats. A lot of rumors about individuals making appointments. But in consultation with our attorney, Mr. Blasco, and thorough review of the law, it's pretty clear to us, and I'm going to have Mr. Blasco, if you would, come up and speak to this so the public has a complete understanding of what this, how we arrived at this decision. We're going to have basically a special election, and if you would take the mic.
Thank you.
Mayor and Assembly members, we of course we were asked to look at how to fill these vacancies, and in the simplest terms, this is a unique situation. It's an elected board, but it's not an assembly, it's not a council, and it's not a school board. State law has a specific statute titled successors. The Wrangell Code has a similar statute that mirrors the Alaska statute, and it has three basically important parts that apply here. One relates to what are called governing bodies, which are assemblies and councils by definition under state law. The other applies to school boards, and then the other applies to if an official other than a member of the governing body or school board is recalled. And that's where, in our view, under Alaska law, this hospital board is comprised of officials other than a member of an assembly, other than a member of a council, and other than a member of a school board. And so that's the state law that applies. Before we came to you with our views on this, I also consulted with the Department of Law for the state of Alaska, which also concurred with us that this is a unique situation, concurred with us that the hospital board here could only fall under Section D because it's not a council, it's not an assembly, and it's not a school board. And what Section D says is a successor shall be elected to fill the unexpired portion of the term, and then the election has to occur within 60 days from when the recall occurs. There is no other provision in state law or the Wrangell Code for filling other than an assembly, council, or school board except through the special election process. And the state Department of Law also concurred with us that that is the only choice. And also, in the general sense, you know, this is passed by the legislature that knows what a governing body is because they defined it in another statute by being a council or an assembly. They know what a school board is, and they know what everything else is. And so we have to assume, as a matter of reviewing the law, that the legislature passed the act intending to do exactly what they did. And from our perspective, our recommendation is to follow the state law, follow the Wrangell Code, hold the special election, and that's what fills the vacancies.
Thank you. Okay. Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
Could I add a comment?
Yes, please.
And for further clarification for the public, this special election, which will be held, will fill the seats, and those seats will terminate at the unexpired time of those particular members. So in other words, if somebody's seat expires, say, in October 2014, they don't run again 2 weeks later, basically in October of 2012. There's three seats, I believe, that come up that are going to be normally going to be up for election in October, and only those three seats will be up for election in October because the balance of these seats are going to be filled from the special election. And just to further clarify, I hope that doesn't confuse anybody, because a lot of people would automatically assume, well, we're having a special election on August 26th or 24th or 21st, whenever that day happens to be, and then 30 days later, these same people all have to run again, and that's not the case. So.
Do we have any other questions for Borough Attorney? Okay,
thank you.
We have a motion on the floor. We're still in discussion. And I guess we have a couple of hands in the audience, and I don't want it to go too crazy in terms of public comment or questions at this time, but I'm going to go ahead, and if we just have two, if you want to ask us, I'm going to allow you to do that. So if you want to just step up and state your name and address for the record.
Thank you, Mayor. Mark Walker, 520 Church Street. My only question is, Do you run for a particular seat, or do you run for 8 seats and the highest vote getters are allocated? How does that work?
Particular seats.
Yes, no, particular
the
time frame.
The seats do not have, they're not labeled, but we
they run
they're by terms.
Right, by terms.
Terms, whether that be 1, 2, 3-year terms, 4-year terms. The assembly are the only ones that have seat A, B, C, D, E, F.
Judy Allen, 8 3/4 miles of Mobile Highway. And my question was that we are going to fill those 3 seats that do expire this year, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so that we'll be filling all 8 seats in the special.
Okay, one more question.
Greg Slard, 3.5 miles of Mobile Highway. So who is going to be sitting on the board for the next 60 days or until that the election? That's my question. Who's going to be running? Yes, but Dorothy isn't a quorum, so is she going to be able to make decisions for the next 60 days?
Okay, so that is a good question, and it's a question that I think has been on everybody's mind, and it's one that I know that Tim has discussed with Olinda because she's the acting administrator, and the feeling was, there were a lot of scenarios that Mr. Blasco talked about, possibly an emergency ordinance or trying to fill those in some way. The reality is, in rural Alaska, boards often go a month or two without meeting. That the day-to-day operations of the hospital can continue on, whether that board misses a month or two of meetings. Olinda has a tremendous amount of support, and the staff up there have a tremendous amount of support right now. So, and not having those seats filled until this special election does not in any way hinder from the state's perspective, from licensing, from Medicare reimbursement, all of these things. Those have been discussed and taken care of. So between now and the election, the staff are focused on just day-to-day operations, and there won't be any major board essentially decisions made because we don't have a quorum and because there isn't a mechanism to fill those seats through an appointment process. And I think, Tim, if you want to speak any more to that, I think we feel comfortable that there's a lot of support to get us through that transition period, and everything should be okay. And you can elaborate if you want.
You did a terrific job of summing it up, and we know that if we get into an area where we have any questions, we will be contacting Mr. Blasco
for interpretation.
Yeah.
There.
The only thing I could maybe... Mr. Blasco can correct me if I'm wrong, is there's no provision under the law to do anything other than the election process.
That's right. And two more things, and then we'll call for poll votes, unless anyone has anything else. But this is a really good process. I mean, what it does is it removes a lot of the politics out of a point of getting people on this board. And right now, that's a good thing. So folks in the community who are interested in running for this board, you can go ahead and do that. And it isn't one individual or an assembly appointing people. And during this time, I think that's really important to get back public confidence in the hospital board. The second thing is that we have a couple of elections coming up, and there are going to be windows of candidacy, and there will be a couple different elections that take place. We do not have that calendar or charted out at this moment right now, but the borough clerk and the borough manager are going to work on calendaring that process out so it's very clear to us and the public when people can file for what seats and for the special election and the regular election, and that will all be summarized and made available so it's very clear for everybody and there's no confusion, because this is a unique situation. We don't usually see this. Any other comments?
Just that, you know, this is completely unique, and we're in an area where nobody within the state has ever been before, and it's not easy. So I think with Mr. Blasco, we are following the letter of state law, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Okay, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember McCloskey?
Yes.
Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxham?
Yes. Gets us to item 13D, discussion and appropriate action relating to the approval of consulting services for election preparations for a special election and regular election to be held in August and October 2012. And you all have a memo, and I discussed with Kim and Christy that because we have this unique situation coming up and we have a lot of deadlines and different elections, And this is in no way a reflection on the capability of the new borough clerk. In fact, I had greater confidence when I was approached, and she said, I would feel better if we had a little bit of backup to make sure that all the dates and everything goes out without a hitch. So this actually demonstrated to me, at least, that, you know, when people feel like they need some additional resources, they ask for it. And the idea would be that we work up a contract to put in front of you to have some minimal services from Christy to help Kim in the next couple of months.
I move to authorize the city manager to work up a contract with Christy Jamieson for her services to help us through the next two elections.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions on that? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Simons?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxey?
Yes. Okay, and now to the business of some items from our discussion during the executive session.
Your Honor, I move that we direct the borough manager to advise the acting administrator for the Wrangell Medical Center that the Wrangell Medical Center has no authority to employ any legal counsel without specific authorization from the borough manager to do so, and also that the borough manager and borough attorney are authorized to review and pursue any legal options with respect to the Wrangell Medical Center Board's actions involving Mr. Ray's contract and amendments to his contract, and the actions of the Wrangell Medical Center Board, and as to individual board members for their actions between June 20th, 2012 and June 25th, 2012.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes? Jack?
Yes.
Privet?
Yes.
McConaughey?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Maxham?
Yes.
And Simons?
Yes.
You got the last word in. Good boy. Okay.
I like that.
Do we have any other items coming out of the connection session? Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Then we will adjourn our regular meeting at 9 p.m.